Another diplomatic challenge for the U.S., normalizing relations with Cuba. We're not yet at totally back to normal, but things are slowly melting and seem to be heading in that direction. And here's something that shows the kinds of benefits the thaw has brought about. An agreement to bring a Cuban-developed lung cancer vaccine here to the U.S. And yes, I did say lung cancer vaccine. Neil V. Patel wrote about this for Wired.com.
It's a therapeutic vaccine. Typically, we think of vaccines as being something that will prevent a disease from occurring. This works by just stimulating the immune system to respond better to the cancer and to attack the tumor in a more efficient way.
Right. So does it look like it could amount to a cure, or we don't know yet?
We're way too far behind to tell. It's going to take years and years of research. Cuba's certainly not the first country to be looking into this. Therapeutic vaccines attacking cancer are something that the world has been looking at for, decades now. But the promise in this vaccine is that it's very cheap to make, it's very easy to store, and it's kind of a weird thing that, a country like Cuba has just been able to develop without the world really even noticing.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what struck me. That is weird. How did Cuba do this?
Well, since Fidel and Raul Castro took power at the revolution, basically they've targeted two things. They wanted to make sure that education and healthcare in Cuba were the kind of two biggest focuses, that every citizen in the country had access to healthcare and had access to education. When the dengue virus outbreak hit in the 1980s, there was a big kind of push to make sure that the focus in healthcare was also focusing on vaccination. So the country has one of the highest vaccination rates now. They developed a lot of their own vaccines in-house. And that kind of progressed into developing, treatments for cancer itself. So, lung cancer is, I believe, the fourth highest killer in Cuba as far as the natural causes go. And they, wanted to see what they could do about it.
Right. So, I mean, in Cuba, it's not just about having a strong medical system. Apparently, they also have a very strong biotech research program going at the same time.
Yeah, I talked to Paul Drain at Harvard University, Harvard Medical School, and he's done a lot of research into Cuba's, not just their healthcare delivery system, but also a bit of their medical and biotech research. And he suspects that because Cuba has just kind of been closed in this sandbox, so to speak, they've had to work within the sandbox. And they've had to kind of get innovative and think outside the box, but restricted within the box.
And do you think this vaccine, Simovax, is a result of that kind of improvisation and learning how to make do with what you got?
I think so. Simovax seems to be the result of having to think with limited resources. And when you're limited by your resources, your creative minds tend to expand a lot more.
Right. And Simovax seems to have made people pay attention. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo went to Havana a few weeks ago, and it looks like he's made a deal with Cuba's Center for Molecular Immunology. Tell us what that deal's about.
Well, so the deal is actually through Roswell Park Cancer Institute. The researchers from Roswell Park came with Cuomo to finalize this agreement with Cuba's Center for Molecular Immunology. And the deal basically is to bring all of the documentation that the researchers in Cuba have been working with to develop this vaccine. So information on the clinical trials, toxicity reports, all of that stuff. Bring it stateside. And so these researchers at Roswell Park will have that information to draft up an application with the FDA.
Wow. So maybe 2-3 years down the road, these vaccines could be in use in the U.S.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but all thanks to Cuba's biotech research. I mean, it's a far cry from like a dozen years ago, the portrayal of what they were doing in Cuba seemed almost like a bioterror program. Even that Bond movie, Die Another Day, they have a scene alluding to that. So politics aside, what other medical advances are on tap in Cuba?
Well, that's one of the problems with what's been going on for the last few decades. None of us really know. These things are trickling out slowly. They just haven't been giving very much attention until now.
Neil V. Patel, an editorial fellow with Wired magazine, he wrote about a lung cancer vaccine that Cuba has and the U.S. could get. Neil, great to meet you. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.